On April 26, 1986, the worst nuclear accident occurred, Chernobyl.
There has been a nuclear accident in the Soviet Union, and the Soviets have admitted that it happened.
The most severe accident that has ever taken place.
Совет министров СССР. На Чернобыльской атомной электростанции произошла авария.
By Tuesday, the wind was changing to the south and west, and by Wednesday, Switzerland was being affected.
Approximately $68 billion worth in damages was incurred, and thousands of lives were lost as a direct result of the radiation. Almost everything died that remained in the area, which later turned into the Chernobyl exclusion zone. Cesium-137 was left to contaminate the region, which has a half-life of about 30 years. This means the contaminated area will not be safe for modern human habitation for at least 20,000 more years. But what about the animals that were living there? Immediately following the Chernobyl incident, a large spike in oddly mutated animals occurred, along with farmers in the nearby regions observing their animals being born with mutations. Mutated animals could not reproduce or survive for very long, and many previously healthy animals died very quickly as a result of the radiation. Insects particularly disappeared rather quickly, for reasons we can only guess at. Within 6 months of the incident, it appeared that wildlife had almost entirely disappeared. The forest surrounding Pripyat and the Chernobyl exclusion zone became silent. No more insects, no more birds, no howl of the wolves. True silence. But that's not the Chernobyl we know today. The Chernobyl we know today is filled with abundant wildlife, perhaps even more so than when humans lived in the city near Chernobyl known as Pripyat. In fact, many animal populations have grown significantly. Examples of animals seen within the zone include horses, wolves, badgers, swans, moose, elk, turtles, deer, foxes, beavers, boars, bison, mink, hares, otters, lynx, eagles, rodents, storks, bats, and owls. As it was said in Jurassic Park,
life finds a way.
All because these animals live in a highly radioactive and dangerous zone for humans doesn't mean that they look strange. While there was an initial boom in mutations and defects, most animals born today look completely normal. That being said, they aren't normal. They're still mutants. The rate of mutations has increased greatly as the radiation has directly affected their DNA. And just to be able to survive in this area now, they have to have mutated DNA. Still, these creatures are believed to be living, for the most part, healthy, normal lives. If anything, some scientists speculate that wildlife is doing even better now than when humans used to live there. In a way, the exclusion zone has created a sort of safe haven for wild creatures that can withstand the radiation because they don't have to deal with humans living there, hunting them, or destroying their habitat. This is their area, and it will remain their area for the next 20,000 years. All that being said, not all creatures have fared so well. Some creatures have disappeared entirely in the area, specifically invertebrate populations including bees, butterflies, spiders, grasshoppers, and dragonflies. These ones have diminished completely. This is likely because the animals lay eggs in the top layer of soil, which contains particularly high levels of radioactivity. As it turns out, the long-running joke of eating cockroaches for food after a nuclear war may not be true. You may be blessed with not having to deal with any insects at all, and personally, I kind of like that reality. No more pests would make me quite happy. So what does this all mean? We never could have expected just how fast, if at all, wildlife would have returned to the radioactive Chernobyl zone, but alas, it has, and it appears that life is going on, for them, rather normally. Since the creation of the nuclear bomb, many have wondered if it would be possible to wipe out life completely on Earth. While this still is not impossible, this unintentional science experiment shows that life can adapt to some pretty intense situations. In fact, it could very well be possible that some humans can survive and thrive in radioactive zones as well. Some few rare people have refused to leave the radioactive areas in the Chernobyl area. In fact, during the evacuation, about 1,200 people in the exclusion zone refused to leave. They had survived through famine and war, and they were determined not to fight or give up as a result of an invisible force, as what they described it. now referred to as Chernobyl's babushkas, primarily because the remaining survivors are old women. These people live happy, functioning lives in the area, and some of them even appear to be completely unaffected for the most part, which may be a result of them happening to not be in such radioactive areas. There are about 130 people currently living in the exclusion zone currently, which is technically illegal, but these people are so determined to live there that they told soldiers trying to evacuate them that you could shoot us and bury us or we'll stay. So they ended up staying. So it would appear that Jurassic Park's saying of life finds a way holds true. Even in humanity's greatest nuclear accident and one of the largest contamination zones on Earth of hundreds of square miles, you can still find humans living happy, normal, for the most part, lives, as well as animal and wildlife populations growing and, in fact, thriving. Of course, it is different. There are not insects there, but life has adapted, and future studies will reveal the true long-term effects that radiation has in the area. My personal opinion is that in the event of a full-on nuclear disaster, life would still find a way. Some creatures would be radioactive resistant or even thrive in it due to previous genetic mutations. Chernobyl is proof of this. So despite our disaster, the city of Pripyat and the Chernobyl exclusion zone are returning to nature, to what it was before. We are products of nature, one with Earth, and so no matter what crazy science experiment we develop, we will always certainly return back to what was before. What do you think about the meaning of wild animals returning to abundant life in the Chernobyl exclusion zone? This area is highly dangerous for humans to live in, and there are still some particularly small areas that you would die within hours of walking in that area. So it's still very dangerous for modern humans, but some humans might be able to adapt to it. And as we're seeing right now, wildlife creatures are adapting and potentially even developing genetic mutations that allow them to thrive in a radioactive zone. What do you think of this? Let us know. And if you have any pest-related problems, unfortunately, we still have to deal with pests in the whole rest of the world. Bees in particular have been quite annoying recently, so give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit www.wildlifexteam.com and we'll be sure to get rid of those pests for you. Thanks for watching and have a great day.
They're out there looking for a home, and they found one, yours. They want that cozy place in your attic or under your foundation. Give them enough time and you'll be paying big bucks to fix their damage. Wildlife X Team specializes in removal and prevention of wildlife infestation, responsibly and professionally. Wildlife X Team has earned the top rated award from Home Advisors because they're experts at what they do. Just one call and they're gone. 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com.